This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Super Tuesday. You're listening to Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And James.
The number's 855-450-3733. We've been reporting on the numbers here this evening, and I'm not going to say there's a lot of surprises, but there's some things that may not have gone exactly the way that they were predicting. So I'm going to give you the rundown here real quick. And then, Johnny Ray, I want to finish this the story you've got from LouRockwell.com about Trump and why the Republicans hate him.
Sure.
The story's from Ant.
In the media, too. Everybody just hates Trump.
It's from Antiwar.com and was reprinted at LouRockwell.com.
Gotcha. So Alabama, they're calling it for Clinton and Trump. Alaska, you're not going to get numbers until midnight. Don't wait up for that. Arkansas, they're calling for Clinton. Trump's up, but not by much, over Rubio, so they have not yet called it. And there's very little reporting in Arkansas. But they've when they call it, that's who's going to win. They don't generally get this wrong. Colorado, we don't have numbers for, and it's just the Democrats. And we'll see how that goes. Georgia, Clinton and Trump. Massachusetts, they've called it for Trump, and he's way ahead of Rubio, who's second. It's really close between Sanders and Clinton in Massachusetts. I got to say, I'm pulling for Sanders in Massachusetts. I'd love to see him get the northern states. Minnesota, nothing in yet. Oklahoma, oh, strange Oklahoma. Cruz is over Trump with 40% of the votes in, and it's by about 3%. So It's a sizable lead, but they haven't called it for Cruz yet. Sanders is over Clinton with 11%, and they haven't called it for him yet either. So that's, and there's 40% reporting in both of those areas. That's pretty sizable. Tennessee, Clinton and Trump. You're going to hear that a lot this evening, by the way. Texas, Clinton and Cruz. Cruz was expected to take Texas. He's about, looks like about 11 points over Trump. So he couldn't even handily beat Trump in Texas. Vermont, Sanders, who's crushed Clinton, as he should, in his home state. And Trump is leading Kasich. They haven't called it for Trump yet, but he is still about 3 points ahead. Virginia, Trump and Clinton. And that's the lineup. Johnny Ray, why does everybody hate Donald Trump?
That's exactly the question being posed in this article by Justin Raimondo at antiwar.com. And I'm going to skip a bit because it's a very long article. And
he's a loquacious man.
Okay. I hope I don't miss anything too important. But I started off telling the story of these two Italian soldiers in World War I who said, "It is better to live one day as a lion than 100 years as a sheep."
They attributed that to Mussolini,
and then they used that as a trap, a Twitter trap for Donald Trump.
And it's happening over and over because the media has not caught themselves on this. And usually the media will do that at some point, but they're still saying it's a Mussolini quote.
But why? Going back to the article. But why? Why do they hate him with such ferocity? Where is all this vitriol coming from? David Stockman, former chief of the Office of Management and Budget under Ronald Reagan, nails it. Quote, "To be sure, there's much that is ugly, superficial, and stupid about Donald Trump's campaign platform, if you can call it that, or loose cannon oratory, to be more exact. More on that below. But at the heart of his appeal are two propositions which strike terror in the hearts of the Imperial City's GOP operatives. To wit, he's loudly self-funding his own campaign and bombastically insisting that America is getting a bad deal everywhere in the world."
He's not entirely self-funding. I mean, he is. There are donate buttons at his website, and people have sent him millions of dollars. But,
I wonder if he takes Bitcoin.
The first of these propositions, the one that you just referenced, Mark, explicitly tells the legions of K Street lobbies to take a hike, thereby posing a mortal threat to the fundraising rackets, which are the GOP's lifeblood.
And the Democratic Party, too.
And while the bad deal abroad is superficially about NAFTA and our $500 billion trade deficit with China, it is really an attack on the American imperium, which I assume is, means the same thing as American empire. Yeah. Maybe imperium is like the apparatus of empire.
He just writes stuff.
Okay, he's loquacious.
Yes.
The American people are sick and tired of the Lindsey Graham, John McCain, George Bush neocon wars of intervention and occupation, and they resent the massive fiscal burdens of our outmoded but still far-flung alliances, forward bases, and apparatus of security, assistance, and economic aid. They especially have no patience for the continued huge cost of our commitments to Cold War relics like NATO, the stationing of troops in South Korea, and the defense treaty with the incorrigible Japanese, who still blatantly rig their trade rules against American exports.
The Japanese does?
According to
the Chinese.
The Japanese.
Okay.
According to David Stockman.
They're pretty irrelevant these days, but all right.
In short, the Donald is tapping a nationalist, isolationist impulse that runs deep among a weary and economically precarious Main Street public.
I'd say that's true, that it's the sort of the isolationism is pretty populist. Pat Buchanan won here in New Hampshire. At one point, I can't remember how many presidential runs ago it was, but yeah, I mean, there's a certain amount of people who are like, you know what, America for Americans, and then, you know, screw the rest of them.
He's clever enough to articulate it in the bombast of what sounds like a crude trade protectionism. Yet if Pat Buchanan were to rewrite his speech, it would be more erudite and explicit about the folly of the American imperium, but the message would be the same. All this was on display during the Houston GOP debate, and yet its significance was lost amid all the histrionics. To begin with, look at this exchange between former AIPAC employee Wolf Blitzer, the moderator, and Trump. Blitzer, you said this about the ongoing conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians. I'm quoting you now. Let me be sort of a neutral guy. I don't want to say whose fault it is. I don't think it helps. Trump, right. Blitzer, here's the question. How do you remain neutral when the U.S. considers Israel to be America's closest ally in the Middle East? Trump, well, first of all, I don't think they do under President Obama because I think he's treated Israel horribly, all right? I think he's treated Israel horribly.
So here he plays one side, all right. You know, Israel isn't getting a good enough deal from Obama. And I make deals, you know, especially with, what was this quote here from, that we've got from the Louis Farrakhan article where Louis Farrakhan does everything but endorse Donald Trump? Quote from Donald Trump, referring to his speech in front of a Jewish audience. I'm a negotiator like you folks. Is there anyone in this room who doesn't negotiate deals, huh? I know you Jewish people. You like making deals and stuff. I'm like you. He's hilarious. He's so funny. I laughed out loud when I read that.
Trump, I was the Grand Marshal down Fifth Avenue a number of years ago for the Israeli Day Parade. I have very close ties to Israel. I've received the Tree of Life Award.
I love the Jewish people.
I've received the Tree of Life Award and many of the greatest awards given by Israel.
Hell, I'm circumcised. What?
As president, however, there's nothing that I would rather do to bring peace to Israel and its neighbors generally. And I think it serves no purpose to say that you have a good guy and a bad guy. Now, I may not be successful in doing it. It's probably the toughest negotiation anywhere in the world of any kind, okay?
Sure is.
But it doesn't help if I start saying, I am very pro-Israel, very pro, more than anybody on this stage. But it doesn't do any good to start demeaning the neighbors because I would love to do something with regard to negotiating peace, finally, for Israel and for their neighbors. And I can't do that as well as a negotiator. I cannot do that as well if I'm taking sides.
Yeah, that sounds perfectly plausible.
A little bit more. That is nothing short of remarkable, especially if one recalls the Mitt Romney-Barack Obama debate in which both competed with the other in proclaiming their absolute fealty to Israel.
No, I love Israel! No, I love Israel!
And their refusal to even recognize that there are two sides to the issue. Marco Rubio was outraged by this unprecedented display of common sense and launched into one of his robo-responses, repeating word for word some editorial he'd probably read in Commentary or the Weekly Standard. And in the course of it, he said something remarkably stupid. The Palestinians are not a real estate deal, Donald. But it is. It is a real estate deal, isn't it?
It's very much a real estate deal. 855-450-3733. Are you scared of a Trump presidency? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Are you thinking about your Medicare benefits right now? You know, Original Medicare may not cover all of your needs, and the deadline to choose your plan is rapidly approaching. Plus, whatever Medicare plan you choose is locked in for a full year, so the wrong choice could cost you thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket costs. At Health Markets, we can help you find a plan to minimize those costs with one free phone call. You could spend hours doing all the research yourself, or our licensed agents can do it for you for free. Call Health Markets now for free help.
800-978-4818. 800-978-4818. 800-978-4818. Again, that's 800-978-4818. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA of Insear Insurance Solutions. Licensed in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability varies by state. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Super Tuesday. Checking out the numbers during the break. Daryl W. Perry, presidential libertarian presidential candidate. What do you call somebody who's running for the nomination of the Libertarian Party. Like, are you a candidate for president?
Yes, I'm a candidate, as much as Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and a couple of the other ones are candidates for the presidential nomination.
Okay. Okay, got it.
I'm a presidential candidate.
Gotcha. Okay. So talking the numbers here with him, he's come in. He's probably the wonkiest of us all here, understands these numbers pretty well. I was kind of surprised to see that Cruz, they called Oklahoma for Cruz. It's close to Texas. It's like Texas's baseball cap, right? And I guess I was a little surprised. It's not by much. 34% to 30%, essentially. So he's up by about 4 points, maybe a little more.
Lincoln is the capital of Oklahoma.
Is that so? I would have thought it was Oklahoma City.
No, I believe it's Lincoln. I did a report on it in the fourth grade.
That doesn't make you right. It just makes you guessing. So somebody in Oklahoma is like, do you know what the hell you're talking about? Because it's to one of us. So I would say it's let's just go through through what's called for here. Clinton and Trump, Virginia, Vermont. It's Sanders. I'm just going through the ones that they've called it for. Texas, it's Clinton and Cruz. Oklahoma, Sanders and Cruz.
Have you told us who the they is in they? Where is this Politico.com or what?
Politico.com. Okay. Tennessee is Clinton and Trump. And Minnesota hasn't got its numbers in yet. Massachusetts, they've called for Trump, but nobody else at this point. Clinton and Trump in Georgia. And Arkansas is Clinton, and they haven't called it on the Republican side. Go ahead and finish up your story here from antiwar.com on why everybody hates Trump.
Trump?
I got my own reasons.
Trump has called for pulling U.S. troops out of Europe, where they've been sitting since the end of World War II.
Well, where would the cushy assignments go for the United States military if they didn't get to go over to Europe and drink beer with the German girls?
They shouldn't have those cushy assignments. They need to be digging latrines.
Digging holes. You're the only veteran here in the on the air tonight.
They need to be cleaning floor tiles with toothbrushes.
Did you do much of that?
The type of punishment, the type of floor care styled punishment that we got was something called scuzzing the deck, where they would bring a garden hose out into the squad bay. We'd have to push all the racks, the beds, up against the wall, and then they'd turn that garden hose on and spray the floor, and we'd get these dirty old towels and line up in the downward dog position and run. Holding the towels on the ground, cleaning the ground, they'd line us up all along the squad bay and spray the deck down, and then we'd run, on our sort of on all fours,
the giant towel soldier squeegee pushing water towards the bathroom and down the drain, right?
Yes, and then when it was clean, we'd do it again, and then we'd do it again and again and again.
Yeah, you just keep doing it until they tell you to stop. Go ahead.
Trump has called for pulling U.S. troops out of Europe, et cetera, et cetera. He also questions what they have to be afraid of in Putin's Russia, declaring he could get along with the Russian leader, with the implicit assumption being they could get along with him.
Well, I'll tell you, Putin has made it pretty clear that he feels like he can get along with Trump, too.
Has he?
Yeah.
Indeed, Trump challenges every major new American incursion into regions where it doesn't belong. Syria, Ukraine, Libya. Trump represents a deadly challenge to the high command of the war party, the neoconservatives who lied us into war in Iraq, and were called out for it by him. If Trump gets the Republican nomination, the neocons are through as a viable political force on the right. That's why National Review devoted a whole issue of their magazine to the theme, Against Trump. That's why the neocon allies in the media are going after him hammer and tongs. That's why neocons like Robert Kagan are openly declaring they will support Hillary Clinton.
Oh, God.
While others...
Well, if you're really into war as a good foreign policy solution, Clinton is your gal.
Yep. While others, including the formerly libertarian network of organizations funded by Charles and David Koch, are financing a Stop Trump campaign. There's even talk of the idea of running a third-party candidate in order to take votes away from Trump.
I suspect there could just as easily... There will be a third-party candidate on the ballot in the person of Jill Stein running likely for the Green Party. She ran the last time, and she, you know, she did fine. She's going to embody in many ways what the Sanders supporters currently are for. So I think that you'll probably see whatever network there is, whatever Sanders network there is in place, there. Many of them are probably going to try to steer people towards her.
Uh-huh.
You know, the Sanders supporters aren't going to be as vigilantly, you know, two-party supporters as other voters might be. I still think plenty of them will be scared into voting for Clinton. She's obviously more like what they want than Trump. But I'm looking at these delegate numbers here, and I'm seeing the rest of the Republicans can just go home.
Sure. Final words from Justin Raimondo regarding Donald Trump. Don't be fooled. GOP bigwigs aren't afraid Trump will lose to Hillary. They're afraid he'll win.
I keep on seeing articles one side or the other as to the predictions of how he'll do against Clinton. And I think it's fascinating. I don't have a prediction. I don't know. I know he's the most polarizing figure running in the Republican primary. And I believe that any Republican besides Trump would handily sweep the floor with Clinton because of all her scandals and the ease of just negative campaigning against her. Trump, on the other hand, he's sweeping the floor with the Republicans. I mean, you don't get, I don't get to pick who I think is going to win. I just, you know, I can do is report on it and sort of guess what I think is going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen with a Trump-Clinton matchup, but I'm seeing a likely Trump-Clinton matchup when I'm looking at these delegates right now. I don't see numbers for Sanders that make me feel like he's going to somehow take it away from Clinton. Sorry. I prefer him over Clinton, but I don't see him taking it away from her. Not with all these. I don't see these super delegates being convinced that they need to switch sides.
Okay.
And there aren't any superdelegates on the Republican side. It's just who wins and who loses. And Trump is, it looks like he's got six times the delegates right now that Rubio and Cruz basically have tied with each other. So, you know, Carson and Kasich, I don't even know what those guys are doing in there at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I think it seems like a foregone conclusion at this point who's going to win and who's going to lose.
Now, don't you think that, I think Trump would get a lot of votes, though, because he has a big brand. Everyone knows his name. So maybe he would beat Hillary.
He's got a lot of name recognition. It's not all positive by any stretch of the imagination. And they, I mean, you know, when it comes to a general election, name recognition is, I don't know. It's going to be a lot of negative campaigning. We'll see how it goes. A lot of people don't like what he said. He's got, you know, I mean, Latins are a big segment of the vote. Are they going to be voting for Trump? 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. A little late on that intro. Sorry about that, folks. It's Mark with you.
Johnny staked by his own petard, Ray.
And James.
We're all sitting here listening enrapt to Daryl W. Perry's commentary here on the primary. And, it's a big day. It looks like Trump's going to run away with it to me, and Clinton's, yep. It looks like this is the day to me that the Trump and Clinton kind of sew it up. But, you're welcome to give us a call on...
There could be an October surprise, couldn't there?
What would that be? There's always they always claim some kind of October surprise, but I don't think it's going to be... Usually that's just between the two candidates at that point.
It'll be Bernie Sanders 2016.
Popping in as an independent, running as an independent.
Yeah, write-in campaign.
Well, I can't say that it would break my heart to see more options for the American public, but I've had enough of the talk about the primary, so if you want to call in and talk about it, that's up to you, 855-450-3733. But I do want to talk about the South Dakota's governor vetoing a bill today that would have made the state the first in the U.S. to approve a law requiring transgendered students to use bathrooms and locker rooms that match their sex at birth. So this is an interesting question that's sort of become timely, right? Like 10 years ago, this wasn't a question that people were really asking. But now it's like, which potty do the folks that want to wear other folks' clothes will go, right? And this is where the rubber hits the road on this question. As far as I'm concerned, you can wear whatever clothes you want. But it does get a little complicated if some big, scary, muscle-bound guy just puts a wig on and says, I'm going to be a woman today, and, wanders into the women's bathroom. It's going to be kind of not so great. The gals aren't going to like that.
But I got the menstrual cramps real hard.
Right. It's going to be some funny guy is going to do this. I mean, let's be clear. So, but on the other side, do you want to send somebody who, transgendered folks, some people feel like they've got a license to beat these people up. And I don't think it's such a hot idea to be sending them off into the, some guy who's transitioning into a woman, to send him off into the men's bathroom. This is a tough question. Obviously, these family bathrooms, these third set of bathrooms, can help solve this problem.
It's a tough question for a democracy to solve, yes.
In most cases, I would think that you would, if a guy goes dressed up as a woman, goes into the women's bathroom and gets in a stall, does whatever he's going to do, and comes out, does whatever she's going to do, comes out, washes her hands, and leaves, I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal, right? Like, nothing terrible's happened there. Whatever. Republican Governor Dennis Daugaard, who initially reacted positively to the proposal but said he needed to research the issue, rejected the bill after the American Civil Liberties Union, the Human Rights Campaign, insisted it was discriminatory. In his veto message, Daugaard said the bill does not address any pressing issue, and such decisions were best left to local school officials. I kind of think that it should be left to local school officials. I mean, doesn't it just sound like some Republican politician saying, hey, look at me, I made a bill that says the boys can't go to the girls' party. And,
he's making hay while the transgender sun is shining.
That's what it seems like. I've had friends, people I know, said, those people are freaks. I mean, with as much vitriol in their voice as you could possibly imagine from somebody I wouldn't have imagined that from. And I feel empathy for these folks. I don't know what their situation's like, or sympathy, whatever the term may be. I don't know what their situation's like. But if somebody's so dedicated to whatever it is that they're dedicated to, that they're willing to take the derision, the mocking of people, plus they're going to, lop their genitals off. Like, that's somebody who's thoroughly dedicated to whatever it is that they're dedicated to. Who am I to say? I'm not going to bother that person. Just let them go about their business. I know a few transgendered folks, and, they live their lives. They don't bother anybody. And I'm not going to bother them. I don't see any particular reason to do that. It's just not my business.
That's why politics is so stupid every time, because it's all about you getting into somebody else's business.
Yeah.
And you don't need a bill. You just need to burn down all the public schools. And if you want to go to school, if you want your children to go to school, you pay for your child to go to school, and you can send them to the one that has the transgender toilet selection that you approve of. Competition in the marketplace is how we decide as collectives how to go forward, is by spending our own money on things, putting our money where our mouth is. And you don't have to decide, you don't have to have a governor or whatever tell you which toilet all the transgenders go to. You can just have it on your own private property. You can.
Anyway, so if you want to send your kid to the school that says, God made you a boy, you go in the boy's bathroom. God made you a girl, you go in the girl's bathroom. God made you a hermaphrodite, you don't come here. Right? Like, I mean, you can send your kid to that school, and that's your business. Or you can send your kid to the school that has 9 different options for bathrooms.
Or just one. I think it's time for the unisex bathroom.
I think it's a terrible idea.
it's a non-issue. Like who cares? Like, who? I guess it doesn't bother me, like, who I'm going to the bathroom with. Like, that doesn't bother me.
I don't. Okay, so... I mean,
if I had children, maybe I'd be concerned then.
I don't think it's the children as much as just the gals.
Women produce extra fluids that men do not, and they smell.
Well, that's I think most guys are just like, I don't care. But I think the gals feel somewhat threatened. If you've got some big 450-pound dude shuffling around the bathroom, the gals are just not going to like that. It's going to make them feel uncomfortable. And... they want their potty.
Yeah, but that guy's going to be interacting with them in general society, so, like, what's the difference?
Yeah, but they don't have their drawers down then.
Well, yeah, that's a big difference, James.
Like, imagine if it's all stalls.
Their whole lives being told what's in their drawers is really, really important, right? You're living your whole life being told it's not. So I can see why they feel that way. What? Have I messed it up again?
But speaking personally, I think that if you're gonna change your sex and if you're a man and you want to be a woman, you have to go to the men's room because you're asking for it. If you get beat for it, it's your own fault.
Hold on, run that by me again. Who's getting beat? Going where?
All right, I have got my own school and. In the bathrooms at my school, at Johnny Ray Middle School, serving the 6th and 7th graders of...
Johnny Ray's school for wayward women. I gotcha.
If you will go into the bathroom that is for the gender that is on your birth certificate. And if you are a man and you want to dress as a woman and you go into the men's room and you get beat up for it, yeah. Okay. Nope, you better be a boy named Sue.
Oh, God. Well, that wouldn't be how I'd run my school, but then again, nobody's going to put me in charge of a school. So there you go. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. What do you think about Johnny Ray's school?
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Super Tuesday. It's the live Super Tuesday event here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And James.
The number is 855-450-3733. The fat lady, she's clearing her throat. She's warming up. She's doing her scales. Me, 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 me. And we'll get some of the more final numbers here in a few minutes. Let's go to Mike calling in from Maryland. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
All's well, sir.
I listen to you guys quite a lot. And
excellent.
I'm always trying to figure out exactly what you would find to be ideal, I guess, politically in our world. Like you don't seem to be, you throw the term anarchy around a lot. If we had anarchy, we'd have, mob rules and total violent world. And it would take us hundreds of years, if ever, to be able to get to a point where we have the freedoms that we have now. I don't like our government that much, but you never want to support somebody like right now. You're willing to vote for a guy with a boot on his head other than any of these other candidates, and I think some of them are going in the right direction. I don't know that you can trust any of them, but I liked Rand Paul a lot. However, he's gone now, but you guys didn't want to even mention his name hardly on the show.
Well, you're lumping us all together, and that's the real difficulty.
Rand Paul, and you're all different. I know, yeah. You're all different. I can't keep track of all of you, but
that's a difficulty with the show, Mike. I 100% agree with you, is this show is different than the rest of the shows out there. The rest of the shows give you sort of a homogenized view of the issues. You wouldn't have Stewie on the Glenn Beck show disagreeing with Glenn Beck on a political issue for very long. Those, he'd have to get on board or, zip it, right? Here on Free Talk Live, though, we actually... it's okay for me to have a different opinion than Ian. I would make Ian say pretty much every time he talked about Rand Paul that he was he considered him the best candidate running for president. But you're right. He it obviously stuck in his mouth when he said it.
But do you really want anarchy?
Okay, so let's talk about So anarchy is a really tough word, and you rarely hear me use it. Some of the co-hosts will toss it about. First off, anarchy means different things to different people. So there's this sort of academic understanding of what that term means. I find it to be confusing and therefore a bad idea. However, I would ask this question. What service does the government provide that the marketplace couldn't provide better?
I agree, and that's why it needs to be as small as possible.
That's all that an anarchist of at least of the sort of the bend, the what we call voluntarists here on Free Talk Live, a hardline libertarian. That's all they're saying is that whatever it is you're talking about, whether it's cops, courts, roads, soldiers, the FAA, whatever it is. Space exploration is a really good example because when we started the show 12 years ago, you know, I love NASA. Right? Like at that time, I loved NASA. NASA's awesome. They send people to the moon, for God's sake. That's really cool. But there wasn't any free market space exploration. Now it's all over the place. It's a foregone conclusion that the free market can provide space exploration at a significantly better rate than the government can. So why, I would ask this, Mike, why can't the free market provide policing services at a better, far more efficient way than the government can? Why can't it provide protection services on an sort of an international scale better? I don't know, but I think that people should be allowed to try it out. People should be able to opt out of our system and try things on their own, even if I'm not willing to opt out with them. I'm not exactly prepared to just sort of run off into the wilderness and create my own city with a bunch of people who seem to want to run around naked and smoke pot. I don't want to do that. But
isn't that what you're doing up there in the Shire?
Some people doing that, but I don't know. I guess what
that's
I would support.
I want to come up there.
Well, come out to Porkfest. You will see some things you've never seen before, buddy.
I mean, I guess I would say that I support like more choice. There should be, you know, you should be able to choose, like, what kind of government that you want. And right now, you don't really have that option. You're forced into, you know, participating in something you don't want to because there's not enough options. Like, and I think people get confused. Like, libertarians, I don't think we're against rules. Like, you know, I have a lease, and I think the rules are great. I think that there should be rules against
murdering
people.
It's a governing document, isn't it?
Yeah,
you
exactly.
have a government that you opted into.
I think insurance documents are great. You know, like I pay a little bit of money, and it protects me against whatever. What I'm asking for is competition in the areas of policing, of justice. Like, just ask yourself. Like, here's a small example. So bouncers have a very, very difficult job. Like, they deal with drunk a-holes on a constant basis. And you can, like, just go try to find videos of bouncers beating up people. It's hard because they're held responsible. If they beat the crap out of someone, they're going to be in big trouble.
Oh,
but you can find countless, you can find thousands of videos of police beating up people because they are not responsible.
I agree with you. I agree.
You know, so I think that
Mike,
just
I
having
thank
that,
you
that
for,
private security is such a better option.
Mike, I want to thank you for calling in and asking your questions. And this is really these are the kind of questions that we really appreciate. So thank you so much.
Yeah, and one more point. I know,
yes,
and I won't say all of you, but it seems like, you know, if a few of you are against any kind of like closed borders. I think we should have sovereignty. I think it's important. There's too many people that want to get here and change everything. And I mean, change is okay. I'm not against any change, but. You know, but just like you're talking about, bouncers have a job, and it's an important job. And
if we had more options, Mike, you could live in an area where they had closed borders. That'd be an option for you.
I think that open borders. Open borders is complicated. I agree with you, but it also has value in the area of sort of creating a. It's better economically for a lot of people. Now would. Basically all of Central America come up here? Maybe, maybe not. You've got to ask yourself, why do people live in Mississippi when they could move to New York City where the standard of living is significantly higher? And I don't have a good answer for that. What's that? It's expensive to live in America, and they don't have any money to come up here. So maybe they wouldn't come across the border. I would say the best solution for an open border is to open it up and not give any kind of welfare assistance at all, not free schooling, not free nothing to anybody who comes. And then the only people who want to work hard would come.
Yeah, that's true.
America's a big place, too.
Of the policy now, even though our laws don't dictate it. And I'm okay with just enforcing the laws that we have. I think that's worthy. But anyway, I'll let you go. I appreciate
Thanks,
you having
Mike.
Me on. All right.
855-450-3733. Let me run through the numbers here so we can give the final tally on our Super Tuesday evening. Virginia, Clinton, Trump. Vermont, Sanders. Trump's on top, but they haven't called it for him. There's less than a 2-point separating him from Kasich. Well, Kasich could win a state before he drops out. Clinton and Cruz in Texas. Cruz is up over 10 points over Trump, but he still hasn't hit that 50% that's supposed to be the magic number. Tennessee, Clinton and Trump called for. Oklahoma, Sanders and Cruz. Minnesota has actually got some numbers in now. Clinton's up a little bit over Sanders, but very little reporting. Massachusetts, they still haven't called it for Clinton. Clinton's slightly over Sanders in Massachusetts. They called it for Trump. Georgia, Clinton and Trump. You're going to hear that a lot. The delegate numbers here are amazing for Trump and Clinton, pretty much over there. Colorado, Sanders over Clinton. They haven't called it, though. Still a small amount reporting. Arkansas called for Clinton. What a surprise. Her husband was the governor there. Trump is over Cruz, but not by enough to get reported, enough to get locked up. Alaska, we got nothing in yet. That'll be midnight. And Alabama, Clinton and Trump. These numbers kind of say it all, folks. I'm refreshing the delegate tracker here, and the bar graphs, they tell a story that it's going to be very difficult for Cruz or Sanders to pull out of. What do you guys think, Clinton and Trump?
Yeah, Clinton and Trump. Trump 2016. Wait a minute. When is the general election?
The general election is
in 2016.
Yeah,
this year.
Yeah, it's always every 4 years. So it's
President Trump.
Yeah, November 2016. It'll be the first Tuesday.
I wanted to say a few words about anarchy. May I?
Yeah, go ahead. You got a minute.
Well, the government is supposed to keep us safe, right? But there's a story that I was reading about some rapes this morning, and a woman was raped, and the man could not be prosecuted because he threatened her, so she refused to testify against him. He was caught, luckily, by raping somebody else, so then they could put a case against him, throw him in jail, but he's going to get out of jail, and he's going to rape again. Now, in my no-government world, rapists get shot. Thank you, amen.
There you go. Check us out in the meantime on our Facebook page, facebook.freetalklive.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.